You're listening to Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right. Here's today's confession. AI search is eating Google. What it means when ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Gemini decide whether your company exists. For 20 years, the game was simple and stupid. Rank on page one of Google or die. Marketers built an entire religion around it. Keywords, backlinks, meta descriptions, the holy war over featured snippets. Then, a chatbot walked in and quietly ate the whole sport. Here is the uncomfortable thing nobody at your last vendor demo wanted to say out loud. Your buyers are not Googling your category anymore. A growing share of them open ChatGPT, Perplexity, or Gemini and just ask, "Who are the best vendors for X? What should I use instead of Y?" And the AI answers, confidently, with a short list. If your company is not on that list, you did not lose the deal. You were never in the room. The blue link is dying, and most companies have not noticed. The old model showed buyers 10 options and let them sort it out. They clicked around, compared, formed opinions. Annoying, but you at least got a shot. The new model is different. The buyer asks a question and gets one paragraph back with three names in it. That is the whole consideration set. Three names. This shift has an ugly acronym attached, because of course it does. People call it AEO, Answer Engine Optimization, or GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. Strip away the jargon and it means one thing. Being the company the AI mentions when someone asks about your category. Not ranking, being cited. And the brutal part is that you have far less control than you did with Google. You cannot buy your way to the top of a ChatGPT answer. You cannot stuff a keyword and watch the needle move next Tuesday. The model decides, based on what it has read about you across the entire internet, whether you are worth naming. Most mid-market companies have absolutely no idea what that answer is, what the AI decides actually means in plain English. Let me kill the mystery, because the people selling GEO services benefit from keeping it mystical. When someone asks Perplexity or ChatGPT a question, two things happen. First, the model leans on what it absorbed during training, which is a giant blurry memory of the public web. Second, for live tools, it goes and retrieves fresh pages, reads them, and quotes the bits it trusts. That second step is called retrieval, and it is why some answers come with little source citations next to them. So whether you show up comes down to two questions. Has the model read enough credible, consistent material about you to remember you exist? When it goes looking right now, are your pages clear, structured, and trustworthy enough to get quoted? If your website is a slick brochure with three pages of vibes and no substance, the model has nothing to grab onto. It cannot cite a hero image. It cites the company that wrote a clear, specific page answering the exact question the buyer asked. Real questions your buyers are typing right now. This is not hypothetical. Go open ChatGPT and try the kinds of prompts your prospects are using. Best your category, tools for a mid-market company with a small team. What's a cheaper alternative to your biggest competitor? Compare competitor A versus competitor B for a B2B SaaS company. Who should I talk to for the specific problem you solve? Is your company name any good? That last one should make you nervous because the AI will answer it whether you like it or not. It will summarize you based on reviews, old blog posts, a Reddit thread from 2024, and a comparison page a competitor wrote about you. you do not get to approve the copy. And if the model has thin or stale information, it will hedge, get it wrong, or skip you entirely and recommend the other guys. You spent years worrying about your brand. Now there is a machine describing your brand to every buyer in your market, and you have never once checked what it says. Why structured data quietly matters again. Remember schema markup? The stuff your dev kept deprioritizing? It is having a moment, and not for the reason the SEO crowd thinks. Machines read structure better than they read prose. When your pages clearly label what a product is, what it costs, who it is for, and what problem it solves, in a format a machine can parse, you make it dramatically easier for a retrieval system to pull the right facts and quote them accurately. Clean structured data is not a magic ranking trick. It is just removing the excuse for the AI to misunderstand you or ignore you. Same goes for plain, specific writing. We deliver transformative end-to-end solutions, tells a model nothing. We unify your marketing data into one dashboard for $1,800 a month, tells it exactly when to recommend you. Vague copy was always lazy. Now it is also invisible. You cannot fix what you refuse to measure. Here is where most companies are stuck. They sense the ground is shifting, but they have no number to point at. How often does ChatGPT mention us? For which questions do we show up and for which do we vanish? Are we gaining or losing ground against the competitor who keeps stealing the citation? If you cannot answer those, you are flying blind into the single biggest change in how buyers find vendors since Google launched. And you cannot improve your AI search presence by gut feel. You have to watch it, the same way you watch your ad spend and your pipeline. Which questions trigger your name, what the AI says about you, where the gaps are, whether last quarter's content actually moved anything? That is data. It belongs next to the rest of your data, not in a separate tab you check twice a year when a board member asks an awkward question. Where this leaves your marketing team. The small marketing team running a mid-market company already has too many tabs open. Ad platforms, analytics, the CRM, the email tool, and now a whole new front where AI tools are deciding your visibility in real time. Nobody has the hours to manually prompt ChatGPT every week and keep a spreadsheet of what it said. This is the whole reason the dashboard exists. We pull your entire stack into one source of truth, and that now includes watching what AI search says about you alongside your spend, traffic, and pipeline. You ask the dashboard a plain question: are we showing up when people ask about our category? And it answers, because the data is finally in one place instead of scattered across 10 logins and one increasingly nervous gut feeling. The companies that win the next few years will not be the ones with the cleverest keyword strategy. They will be the ones who actually know what the machines are saying about them and fixed it before their competitor's name became the default answer. Right now, most of your market is the second kind. Go ask ChatGPT about your category. The answer it gives is already costing or making you money. You just have not looked. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English. Get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.